You are listening to the audio production of Unquestioned Answers, Rethinking 10 Christian Clichés to Rediscover Biblical Truths by Jeff Myers, published by David C. Cook. This book is read by Michael Beck. To David Nobel, Paul Stanley, Bernie Kuiper, Carter Johnson, John Stonestreet, and Matt Hurd, for helping me find robust answers to perplexing questions and robust questions worthy of the perplexing answers I found. Acknowledgements. As Summit Ministries president, I lead a team that prepares young leaders to stand for truth amid gale force winds of cultural deceit. Everyone in the organization plays a role in a project like this: support services, advancement, programs, and of course, publishing. Thank you especially to Jason Graham, who refused to let me phone in any aspect of this book. Keith Wall banished Professor Speak and helped breathe life into each story. Aaron Clem guided and improved every aspect of this project, from content to marketing. Tasha Payne and Jeff Wood took on an inordinate amount of additional responsibility. I will never know how much, really, to free up my time to write. Julie Ambler guided the Summit Ministries board to make it a priority for me to write books. Our Summit Ministries faculty includes 75 engaging and whip-smart communicators who love Jesus and absolutely will not abide shallow thinking. Their brilliant teaching and dialogue with students inspired this book. From their social media pages, you'd guess that they're a random assortment of professors, entrepreneurs, amateur photographers, talking heads, trail runners, surfers, motocross enthusiasts, and car nuts. Don't let that fool you. They are thought leaders who are shaping our times. I think aloud, which is why I should never run for political office. So those who dialogued with me about ideas in this book had a tremendous influence. Thank you especially to Stephanie Myers, Sid Verdorn, Dan Hodges, John Stonestreet, Vern Kenny, and Graham Myers. Thanks to Carl Schaller, who helped get the productive relationship between Summit Ministries and David C. Cook off the ground. And thanks to Stephanie Bennett, my editor at David C. Cook, who has been the calm in the storm throughout many turbulent times. Introduction. Unanswered questions, unquestioned answers. Every head turned to watch as I made my way down the aisle and dropped into my seat red-faced. My fourth-grade teacher, Miss Wright, with her bobbed hairdo and permatan from years spent as a missionary in Hawaii, fixed her gaze on me, waiting for an explanation. "Sorry I'm late," I stammered. "Our car wouldn't start." This was my regular excuse. Our bright orange and pastel white Volkswagen van never started when we needed it to. Like so many other things in those hippie times of the 60s and 70s, the van was cool, charming, and utterly unreliable. Being late that day reinforced the misery I was already feeling in my first year at a new school. My parents had transferred me to the strict Christian institution when they discovered I wasn't learning anything at my old school in our blue-collar Detroit suburb. I can understand why they moved me. My best friend Philip and I had perfected the art of pilfering our frazzled teacher's answer book as she wandered the room, trying to keep 35 rowdy and unmotivated students under control. Getting good grades was easy if you could copy all the answers before getting caught. But now, in my new Christian school, I was flailing and feeling very out of place. Glancing around, I noticed a pretty girl, Shelley, mirroring Miss Wright's disapproving glare. My feelings about Shelley were mixed. I couldn't deny she was cute, but I hated when she was chosen to be the classroom monitor, as she always was. You never caught a break with Shelley. Earlier in the year, I had accidentally tripped her when we left our seats simultaneously to approach the teacher's desk. "He tripped me," she fumed. "On purpose." It wasn't true, but it was hard to stop grinning even as I issued my denials. Now, here I was being scorned again. Well, I thought, there are worse things.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?